Yeshaya Perik Mem Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin Le'ilay Nishmas Avi Mori Pesel David Ben Avraham Nata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us what's going to come in the end of days. And he said, he held himself back and he was silent while Paro and Rav Shakeh and all of the apostates and Sancheirev all came to try to destroy the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar, Rome, Titus, everyone. But sooner or later, payment will come due and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will emerge as if in righteous rage. Tezayin v'holachti ivrim b'derech lo yada'u. I will guide the blind on a path that they did not know. So most of the Mefarshim suggest that this is the Jewish people now being redeemed from their own blindness. Yisrael shahoyu ivrim ad heino, says Rashi. We were blind until now from seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a derech tov. We didn't know enough or want to know enough to walk on the righteous path. But now he is going to guide the blind on a path they did not know. Benesivos lo yadu adrichem. And in unknown ways, or at least prior, hitherto unknown, I will walk them along that way to me. Osim machshach lifnehem la'or. I will transform the darkness before them to light. Uma'akashim lemishar. And crooked paths into straight ways. Eila hadvarim asisim v'lo azavtim. These are the things I will accomplish. Without fail, I will not abandon them. This is a very, very important parallel to Psukim in, I can't remember, I believe it's Parak Beis of Eicha, where everywhere we go, we see traps and snares as we stumble along after the Chorban. And it says, all of the straight paths have turned crooked. All of the easy paths have obstacles and traps waiting for us. And all of the light before us has turned to darkness. Eicha is very much the obverse of this parak. And it's just fascinating to see the parallels. Listen for it this summer, if you still remember, when we hear Megillas Eicha being read. Listen for those psukim and realize that Yeshaya has the cure for those psukim. And remember that Yeshaya is giving his nevuah 180 years before the Chorban even happens. So Yeshaya's already got the cure before the disease has even taken place. The refuah before the makkah. Yezayin nasogu achar yevoshu voshes. Those who turn back, those who trust in idols, they have turned back disappointed in their expectations. Boshes, busha, embarrassed. Habotchim baposel, those who believe in the idols. So those who put their trust in the idols are ashamed, are full of busha. Homin l'maseichu atem Eloheinu. If you say to a molten image, you are our God. So if you put your trust in Avodah Zarah, if you put your trust in the temporal, if you put the trust in things that you yourself made, you labored under the illusion that progress required the creation of their own gods, all their hopes for the future will only bring humiliation and disappointment, says Rav Hirsch. I mean, that's it right there. Ha'omer l'maseicha atem Eloheinu. You say to your own molten image, you are my God. Just, it makes no sense. Yilches ha'cherishim shema'u. Deaf ones, hear, listen. Open up your ears, deaf ones. Be'o'evrim, hibitu liros. Blind ones, look and see. Listen. And this is not a natural handicap. This is your own choice to blind yourself. This is your own choice to deafen yourself and refuse to listen. Stop being so self-righteous in your own eyes, says the Me'am Lois. Open up your eyes and ears, hear the word of God, see the great things which he's going to bring about for us. We have to make the first move. We have to open up to this. Yates mi iver ki im avdi. Who is as blind as my servant? V'cheresh kimal ochi eshloch. And as deaf as the messenger that I sent. The Jewish people, we've made ourselves deaf and faithless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see Hashem's voice in the epic changes of history, and we don't even see it in our own personal lives. Hashem moves among us, but who is as blind as the servant who should know better? It's one thing to be a tinok shenishba, it's another thing that you refuse to hear. Mi iver kimeshulam. Who is as blind as the perfect one, the one who is shalem? But you're perfect because you think that you're, the man Loi says, because you think that you are spiritually perfect. So if you already think that you are perfect, or Rashi says that you went through Yisurim and you came out whole, so you're like, well, it must be my own merit, my kochi ba'otzim yadi, v'iver ke'eved Hashem. Who is as blind as the servant of God? It's a terrible thing. The people who must know better blind themselves and put on blinkers so they don't know better. Chaf ra'os rabos v'los ishmar. You see many things. Ra'os, you see many things. But v'los ishmar, but you don't pay any attention. Pakoach haznayim v'lo yishma. Your ears are open, but you do not hear. You don't pay attention. You don't pay attention to your suffering and your inner life of how you're supposed to be required to behave and follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up our ears by sending us Nevi'im to tell us what we need to pay attention to, we choose not to pay attention. So nobody is as blind and deaf as we are ourselves.